Yeah.
No creation
from
God. Yeah. Listen
carefully.
God wants to give you a white
stone.
That stone will represent your identity. Who you are. You are a child of God. You are born again. You are not the old you. You are the new you. The stone is given to you. And a new name is written on it. Nobody knows that name. Only God. And those who receive it.
Will you hear
me?
Can I be?
And those who receive it. You will know. If you are the child of God.
In the best of the kingdom of God.
You don't have to wait for somebody to tell you. You will know it. God will give you a new name. When Peter looked at Jesus, and Jesus said, who do people say the Son of the Man is? That's in Matthew 16. Somebody say, then Jesus looked at them. He said, enough of what other people say. What do you say? Who is the Son of a Man?
And man who is an insane.
Everybody was quiet.
Can go and say.
But as usual,
when he gets out there,
Peter was lifting up. He said, sir. And everyone, I'm sure they were looking at Peter.
Okay,
and they were saying, he's always jumping. But I said in the teaching,
that there are always the Sultan in the desert.
It is better to try.
Now, they and the hell.
And the fair.
When I did such,
but I'm not to try at all.
After I did the Lord said,
so Peter says, he said, I have an answer.
And I can hear.
And he said, what is it?
And the way Rabbi Sandra
said, and he said,
Rahel,
sir,
you say it?
You are the cross.
And the
Messiah. The Son of God. The power of the Spirit came upon Jesus.
He looked about.
And he said,
and
you,
enter.
Precious brothers, let me do this to you. But my Father in heaven. Listen to this. He looks at him. He says, from today. Your name is no longer Simon
Bar-Jonah.
In other words, Jesus is saying, I want to reveal now your name.
And I actually this is
known in heaven about you. You are Peter.
Petros. I'm with Peter.
So his name was changed from Simon Bar-Jonah.
And then from Iona
to Peter
and Apostles,
he found his stone on that day.
And that is what I meant in the supplement.
Tonight,
and another,
I want you to pick up your stone.
And I have been sitting in supplement.
Tonight,
and another,
say to Jesus,
only guess what?
I don't know who I am.
And I'm tired of enemy.
Reveal to me
exactly
what your purpose is.
In God that I'm having.
Listen here.
It's my man.
The benefit of knowing who you are.
Is better than that intervene.
The benefit of picking up your stone
is better than that intervene.
Is that a ladder of success shall come to you.
And if he
said
it in the Nagaya,
he shall come to you. And the aim is not man.
And when the man said the dog shall put in sand,
the aim is God.
But when they put up something else,
you will rise up. 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 And the end is God.
Yes,
hallelujah. your store
into the sacrament of God
tonight
and later.
And lay you to put your head on it.
وتعلم تحط راسك عليها.
Stop condemning yourself.
وقف إدانة نفسك.
Stop judging yourself.
وقف حكم على نفسك.
Stop speaking negative about yourself.
وقف كلام سلبي على نفسك.
Start to say.
ابتدي تقول لسانك.
I am a child of God.
أنا ابن الله.
And if you have reached the point where you think you are dying.
ولو انت وصلت المرحلة اللي تبعتها في ذهنك تموت
and you think it's a blessing from God
وحس ان الموت او الوضع اللي انت فيه ده بركة من الله
I am here to tell you
انا النهاردة بقول لك
it is not a blessing from God
دي مش بركة من الله
God wants you to be in good health
الرب عايز في صحة جيدة
God wants to bless you
الرب عايز يبارك
so that you can rise up
علشان تقدر ترتفع
and help other people
وتساعد الاخرين
you are needed man of God. This is my thorn in the flesh. You have misunderstood the thorn in the flesh. The thorn in the flesh is not that one. When Paul says, thorn in the flesh, he is talking about the oppositions that he's meeting from the devil all the time.
كان بيتكلم عن المقاومة اللي جاية من إبليس طول الوقت عليه
when he's preaching
لما كان
بيروح going to have a country
يروح لأي بلد
people are always rising up against
him الناس
going stones at
him على حجارة
that was like a stone in his flesh
he كانت عند ذلك موقف شيء مقدس في جسد وعمال يتضرب
he's not talking about the sickness
مش بيتكلم عن مرض
he's not talking about a disease
مش بيتكلم عن مرض ورعاية
Sickness and disease
and
are not a blessing.
That's
why Jesus healed. If his sickness and disease was a blessing,
is a cat in marriage with an ayah that was a miracle.
Why did Jesus heal? Why did Jesus cast out demons of sickness? Acts chapter 10,
38
says, how God anointed Jesus of
Nazareth.
And he went around and healed all those that were oppressed by the devil. Satan wants to oppress people by diseases.
Then I
know problems. Different things. But tonight, you can say, Jesus, give me my soul. Where my name is written. Show me my destiny. Who am
I?
You've been oppressed in your family.
ولو كانت في تخطف وتفرد الإبليس من عائلتك.
Woman, you have been ill-treated.
ويا امرأة استعملت غلط.
You have been abused.
واستعملت وهي استعمال.
In your own family.
بعائلتك.
You have reached a point. Where you are saying.
بتقولي.
I've been a guy.
أنا هموت.
I must just commit suicide.
أنا لازم أنتحر.
And die. I have nowhere to go. Everybody is dead around me. People don't like me. People don't understand me. I want to take my life. Not for me to die. But I'm saying to you tonight, pick up your sword. You are special. You are a child of God. You don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to give up on life. You can start afresh. You can move with God. It doesn't matter how many times you have been bankrupt. It doesn't matter how many times people have spat on you. And everything you do, it doesn't work. Tonight,
Lena.
You can pick up your sword. You can stay. Bow down your head. Bow down your head. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Just bow down your head. Put your hands in the presence of God. You can say to man, Lord, I want my identity tonight.
I want my identity tonight.
Enough is enough. Tonight I make my decision. I am picking my story. That's where my new name is written.
And indeed, her destiny is to lead my own.
That's my identity. I want to start anew. I want God to take out the past. And give me a new beginning. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
One of the heads are bowed down. I want to ask you a very important question.
I just understand when we get
there. Is there someone tonight?
I don't know how to
you're saying apostle. I want you to give my life to the Lord. I want to pick up my stone.
And I will talk with you.
I want to start afresh.
And I will be there again.
I want to do it tonight.
And I want to do that.
I want God to help me tonight.
And I need to help me tonight.
I want my life to turn around.
And I need to help me.
I am tired.
And I'm tired
of being in between.
And I'm tired of being in the rain.
I am tired.
And I'm tired
of lukewarmness. I am tired. One leg in the kingdom, one leg in the world. I am tired of sin. I am tired of everything. Negative that has happened to me. I want to start.
And I will give it
to you. If you say, man of God, pray for me,
I want you to lift up your
hand. If you want me to pray for
you,
oh my, thank you, Lord, for those hands. Would you stand up for me? Everyone that has put up your hands. Stand on your feet. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Lift up both hands to
me. And how we can receive the love of God. And how we can
receive. Lift up both hands.
And how we can receive.
Say aloud and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you.
And I
come to
you.
I am like a Jacob.
And I am like a Jacob.
And I have come to the right place.
But Jesus is the master.
Touch me tonight.
It's
I want to pick up my stone.
And I have to pick up the light.
In the name of Jesus. Show me what my destiny is.
In
Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me tonight. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for
everything.
Tonight, your children are picking up their identity. You have a new name for them. You have a plan for them. You have a destiny for them. Tonight, reveal it to them. In the name of Jesus. Now, just continue to pray. I give you 2 minutes.
I give you 8 minutes.
Open your heart to
them. Talk
privately. Before you sit down, Failure will be in the past.
I will not touch upon again in the man.
Failure will be history.
And then the person that will tell
you, Father, yes, in the name of
Jesus.
If the devil has been tormenting you,
In the name of Jesus.
Everybody now